Hi, it is October 16th, 2012. I'm Eric Damer, and I'm speaking with Les Francis. Mr. Francis, thanks very much for having an interview. Maybe we could start quite quickly by you telling us when you were born, where you were born, and how you came to Burnaby.
Yes, well, I was born in 1914 in London, England, just before the start of the First World War. And I don't remember very much about that first 5 years. And that was when I was 5 years old that my dad decided to come to Canada. And he settled in Vancouver, and I came along with him, started my schooling in Kingsway West School. And after graduating from Kingsway West, we came to Burnaby South High School.
Is Kingsway West in Burnaby then, or is it?
It's in Kingsway Burnaby. West School was where Metrotown is.
So were you were living at in the Burnaby area?
Yeah,
at that time.
I've lived in Burnaby all my life, mm-hmm. with the exception of 4 years Air Force, and 1 year on a leave of absence to go to Zambia in South Africa.
Okay, so Kingsway West School and then Burnaby South High School. You were at Burnaby South High School following Kingsway West.
Oh yes, I got, well after Burnaby South, like I came to work for Burnaby, and the first place where my offices was working in the stores department right at the foot of Hall Avenue where the municipal yards were. I got the job finally of storekeeper, and then I was moved back and forth between the yard and the inner offices for the waterworks department.
And when did you start with Burnaby?
When did I start with Burnaby? In
1930.
Yeah, in October of 1930. And
do you remember what people were working on at that time? Were there any big projects underway? I mean, the Depression started?
It was right after the war. I was appointed storekeeper, finally, after about 3 years. And then we went, the municipality was beginning to get in debt. And they couldn't get anybody mm-hmm. paying their taxes because mm-hmm. they had no jobs to come to. And they used to come into the municipal hall, and that's where I worked off and on. I worked in the hall, and then I came out and worked in the stores until finally they made me permanently a storekeeper, which entailed looking after all the trucks and the machinery and the crews and what the tools were. And then as the municipality went, as I said, I got $45 a month, but you were got a increment in those days. You got $45 1 year, and then you got $10 after the first year and $10 after the second year. But when the municipality went broke, the government took over, and they appointed a commissioner.
Well, I mean, what in the Depression, I mean, people know Burnaby's history, know that things were depressed, that Burnaby suffered quite badly in the Depression. Well, so I'm curious whether there were many public works projects around town.
Well, in 1930, no, because they were just heading into kind of the Depression, and they were starting to not be able to pay any of their debts or anything like that. And when they went broke, they fired everybody.
Okay.
And then you had the next month in which to apply for your job back again. If you were one of the fortunates to be rehired, you got back, but your salary was cut. Instead of you getting that $10 increment, you got a $10 cut, and you ended up back, instead of 45, instead of getting 55, you got 49.50 kind of thing. That's how it went along. And when the municipality was broke, the engineering department, which was one of the, all they did was just try to maintain the facilities as best they could, because there was no money to do anything with the roads or any of the water, or you just had to patch up what we had. Mm-hmm. You couldn't, there was nothing planned at all. But after the war, as things got a little brighter and a little brighter and a little brighter, people started to be able to pay their taxes and one thing, another like that. And then they started to pay us this again, and I went to the out to help in the waterworks department. And that was when I guess I was about the only one, the old original waterworks bunch that got back in, because the others were all old and they were kind of pushed aside, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And we only had a couple of maintenance crews on the job, and as they say, we had some of the side, the funny side parts was the cashier in the main hall, a fellow named Huey Jabot. He was a pretty good guy. He would, if you came in and paid your taxes, and say it was, you paid $50 or $30 or whatever, he would give you a little out of the till with an IOU. And well, that was okay, but of course he was taking the money out of the till and just getting IOUs. And one day the auditors walked in, and of course he had no money. All he had was a bunch of papers saying they would pay back $5 and $10 and something like that. So the government was, Burnaby was being governed from Victoria. If it was the Liberal government was in, then they put in a Liberal party to run the, become the commissioner. And then if they got switched and the Conservatives got in, then that commissioner would be fired and a new one of the other party would take the job over. Mm-hmm. And he would look after things and take care of it. And we had, I think, about over the span of the 4 years where things were really rough, I think we had about three commissioners. Because we ended up, finally, with the old original treasurers, they called them in those days, a fellow by the name of Dick Bolton, he was the treasurer. And he looked after and became the Kister and the commissioner, and then as things got a little better, then the government decided the Burnaby could run on their own, and so I guess it would be sometime in the 40s that we had the first election again.
Right.
And then we went to the Reeve and councillors.